Hello and welcome. This is iTrustGodOnly.com, and the title is, Are You Placing Your Hope and Faith in Man Over God? Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Romans chapter 15, verse 13. May the God of hope bring you such joy and peace in your faith that the power of the Holy Spirit will remove all bounds to hope. Where we place our hope can make the difference between a positive outcome or a negative outcome. It all depends on how structurally sound we are in our faith in God. If our faith is weak, we can fall into that darkness of worries, fears, and doubts. The reason for the word darkness is because any negative action or emotion that can keep us from trusting in God with faith causes us to step out of the light. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Now it is impossible to please God without faith, since anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and rewards those that try to find Him. Our faith in God should also include accepting Jesus Christ and the willingness to build a one-on-one relationship with Him. Jesus is the way back to God. In John chapter 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. By following Jesus and listening to Him, we can build up our faith, which will make us stronger to handle those hardships, tests, and trials that come our way. Through these hardships, tests, and trials, we are not only building up our faith in God, but we are gaining trust in God. By this, we are proving to God that we truly believe in Him. We must have good works by faith, otherwise faith is dead. These things help us grow spiritually, and they help us in returning back to God. Hope and faith, when applied in the right direction, will diminish all worries, fears, and doubts that we take on when faced with a crisis or hardships. People have the habit of placing their hope in man instead of God. God is infallible, but man isn't. So why waste your energy placing your hope in man that can't guarantee positive results? When hardships come our way, we tend to focus on a negative outcome, which causes us to worry or fear the worst. We even make up and predict what the outcome is going to be. Why do we do this to ourselves? Prove to God that you trust Him to get you through your hardships by not thinking negatively, but by focusing on positive outcomes. Take those bad thoughts and crush them with positive thoughts so that you can see the glory of God's works. Trust God, and may He bless you always.